present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Hi there. Chuck's the name. Chuck Edwards. You know, I got a thing about music. I love the old stuff. Now, not that there's anything wrong with the music the kids play today, but, well, I can't help feeling they is missing out. Ah, Al Jolson, Judy Garland. They sang with their hearts in their mouth. But today, the pop stars, they sing like they got stones in their mouth. When they write the history of pop music in the 60s, all they have to do is ask, what happened to the words? Come to that. What happened to the melody? Still, I don't want to annoy anybody, so I will say about the music of today, it's okay, apart from the words and the melody. Which brings me to the story I want to tell you guys and dolls about tonight. Now, my buddy Red, as you know, is a cab driver, like me. But he's always fancied himself as a singer. Yeah, a singer yet. He sings like I play the sousaphone, but that don't stop him. But up until the night I want to tell you about, he has kept his singing to the bathtub. Then came the night me and my broad Myrtle went to see the Saturday night movie at the local bughouse. We went for a drink afterwards, and that's when it started. Have another, honey. It'll cheer you up.
Oh, I'm fine.
Not you.
Oh. I don't want cheering up. I'm just in the mood to enjoy being miserable. Well, I have another anyway.
Okay, bring us three of the same.
Okay, coming up.
Three of the same. It's always three. I'm sick and tired of having Big Brother over there breathing down my neck.
Big Brother? Me? Hey, why can't I go to the movies with you two once in a while?
Once in a while? That's a laugh. Chuck and I ain't been alone together since you was in hospital.
That is not true, Myrtle.
True, Schmoo. It's getting so that the only thing we hasn't decided is if me and Chuck ever gets married, do you sleep in a separate room or do we sleep three in a bed?
That's ridiculous.
Is it?
Of course. I sleep in a separate room.
That does it. That does it. Let's get this straight. You sleeps in a separate house in a separate state if it can be arranged.
Why are you always picking on me? Picking on me.
Ah, why don't you and Chuck get hitched and I'll sleep in the separate room?
Now, wait a minute, wait a minute. The way you two was always arguing, it's just like you two was getting married. Now, let's all just relax. Have another drink.
No, thanks.
But the guys brought him.
I ain't thirsty.
You gotta be thirsty to have a drink.
I think I'll go.
Goodbye.
I know when I ain't wanted.
So go.
Hints, hints, all the time, hints.
Can I?
I could take a hint. Don't spell it out for Kowalski.
G-O-O-D-B-U-Y, goodbye.
I'm very sensitive to atmosphere. People don't have to hit me over the head with no matter.
Ma'am, get out, goodbye. We don't need you.
If you ain't careful, I will go.
Go, go, go.
But if you insist, I'll have this drink first. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hope it chokes you.
Myrtle, I just want to warn you. One day, you're going to go too far. And you is going to hurt my feelings.
Now, look, knock it off, you two. We are supposed to be out enjoying ourselves.
I did enjoy myself.
Huh?
Hey, how about that notice they flashed on the screen?
I didn't see nothing. That must have been the time you was leaning across me, whispering to Chuck. Which you did every 5 minutes.
You mean about that talent competition?
Yeah, yeah. How about that? $500 first prize? Yeah, I think I'll join.
You don't join, you enter.
Well, that'll be a laugh. What'll you do, a fan dance?
I will sing.
How about one for the road?
Hey, did you hear what I said? I said I will sing.
No, not for me, thanks. Let's be getting home.
You know what I will sing?
Have a short, honey. Make you sleep.
I will sing a real sad song. They'll cry.
Do you know what time it is?
No, but hum the tune. I'll pick it up.
Oh, boy. Enough is enough. And I has had enough for one day. Now, come on, you two. Let's blow.
Okay.
Now do you see why I get so mad? He ain't got brains. He got scrambled eggs in there. Let's go.
Not, you will admit, a happy note between Myrtle and the Red Menace. But they are always on at each other, so I didn't take too much notice. Next morning on the rank, in fact, I'd forgotten all about it. Especially the fact that Red had said he was going to enter the talent competition at the local flea pit as a singer yet. But I soon got reminded.
I don't know whether to give him one of the old evergreens or not.
Are you sending flowers to somebody?
Flowers? Oh, like a room full of roses?
That's going to cost you a packet. Mind you, it depends on the size of the room.
I ain't with you. You don't have to pay.
You know a florist who'll supply free?
Free what?
Free flowers.
Yeah, where would you get that? Anyway, don't solve the problem what I'm going to sing. Hey, maybe I should do something new, like, by the time I get to Felix.
Phoenix.
Oh. Gee, no wonder I could never understand the words of that song.
Hey, why don't you sing the Big Horse song?
Big Horse? I don't know it.
Of course you do. Big Horse, you come to me. Or the Wendy song.
I don't know that neither.
Well, when the moon comes over the mountains.
I get the feeling you ain't taking this thing serious.
I am. I'm trying to help.
Hey, maybe I should do a pop number. Then you don't have to know the words at all. That's what worries me, the words. I just can't seem to remember them.
Ah, there's got to be some song you knows all the words of.
Only nursery rhymes, like Three Blind Mice and Jack and Jill. Don't think they go down so big, though.
Why not forget the whole bit?
Because I want to win that dough. 5 C's, half a grand.
Well, look, you got to remember, there'll be some stiff opposition. I mean, guys like Victor Moon started like that in talent competitions.
You know, I could never figure a singer picking a name like that.
Huh? Victor Moon?
Yeah, Vic's all right, but, you know, if he wanted a name like that, you'd think he'd have called himself the voice or the singer or the song, not the Moon.
Yeah. It went on like that most of the day. It got so bad that I sat in my own cab between fares and let Frankie Kowalski torture himself. The talent competition wasn't till the next week, but Red was raring to go. And that night back at the apartment, it was even worse.
Hey, maybe a Negro spiritual. Like, I got plenty of nothing.
Yeah, in the head.
Hey, how about a comic song? You know, funny?
I wouldn't worry if I was you. Whatever you choose, it'll turn out that way.
You know, other singers, they get encouragement from their family.
So, I ain't your family?
Always looking for a way out.
Now, listen, if you're going to sing, why don't you sing Far, Far Away?
How's it go?
Well, if you stand 10 blocks from the theater and sing, you'll be singing Far,
Far,
Far
Away.
Away.
Very funny, yeah. Well, at least I got the knife to enter, which is more than you has.
I is not going to enter because I cannot sing.
Hello, Myrtle.
Once and for all, Kowalski, how did you know it was me?
Well,
And don't you say you recognize my voice, because I hadn't said a word.
If you really want to know...
Yeah?
The bell always rings louder when it's you.
Listen, I didn't ring up to be insulted by an idiot. I want to tell you...
Hello?
I never met anybody so stupid as you in my whole life.
Hey, what did I do now?
Hello, Chuck, honey.
What's gone wrong now?
How's every little thing?
I is beginning to wonder. So tell me.
Well, I was looking at the advert in the paper about that talent competition of theater.
Yeah?
And the first prize isn't $500.
No?
No, that's the second prize. The first prize is a fire coat.
So?
So I was thinking how much it would prove you love me if you entered for the competition and won that fire coat and gave it to me.
Oh, yeah. Me? Now, wait a minute, honey.
It ain't much to ask.
Oh, no?
No.
Get up there and make a fool of myself. No, thanks.
Listen, you do that every time you open your mouth. What difference does an audience make?
If you was trying to persuade me, you was not doing a very good job.
Oh, but Chuck, honey, I was only kidding.
About me entering?
No, that I was for real about.
Yeah, no, forget it. And all no, I is not entering no talent competition. For sure, for certain, never, that is out. No talent competition, no singing.
Up in the bathroom. You've been in there an hour. Hey, Chuck, will you hurry up? I'm gonna be late for work.
What are you beefing about? You've been in here already for an hour.
I forgot to practice.
What do you mean? You sell your head off in here for an hour.
I don't mean practice my singing. I mean practice my sexy smile.
Huh?
That's the only mirror in there. Anyways, what are you taking so long about?
No, nothing. Okay, there you are. Sold yours.
Say, you were singing.
So?
So I didn't think much of the tune.
That is not a tune. That's scales.
You were singing while you was weighing yourself?
Yeah, not that kind of scales. Scales to get your voice in shape.
Why is you trying to get your voice in shape?
No, nothing.
Hey, wait a minute.
I'm off to work. I'll see you later.
You crook.
Hey, what do you mean, crook?
You was also going to enter for that competition, ain't you?
So what if I am? That makes me a crook?
You've been spying on me. You've been picking up my tricks of the trade.
Oh, boy.
Why are you entering all of a sudden?
All of a sudden. I made up my mind last night.
Huh? You mean Myrtle made it up for you?
So?
So I am surprised that you, Chuck Ed, was letting a woman get the better of me like that. You should be fine.
Now, listen, Myrtle is my dame, and I knows the way her mind works. Let me tell you, if I does not enter this competition, I will have to work so hard proving that I does love her that with my muzzle, I'll have to marry her to prove my point. Keeping that possible ordeal in mind, singing in a talent competition is nothing.
Well, I just trust you will be gentleman enough not to steal my material.
Okay. Your material? What material?
You hide me rehearsing a few things to say before I start singing. Just you think of something different, that's all. Don't steal my gags.
Gags? All I've heard you say is a funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater.
That's a great way to start.
It ain't new.
Look, Chuck Edwards, when I need a critic, I'll let you know. Meanwhile, don't steal my gags and don't change the subject.
What subject?
You should be fine.
What fine? Fine? What are you talking about?
I am talking about this. You gives in to Myrtle too easy. If she wants that fur coat, she should enter the talent competition and win it for herself.
Myrtle?
Yeah, Myrtle, why not?
You ever heard Myrtle sing?
No.
Neither have I. But I heard her talk, and that's bad enough. You must be out of your mind. Ha! Myrtle enter for a singing competition.
Why not? She got a voice, ain't she?
Oh, boy, you're right there.
So anybody with a voice can sing. And if she wants that fur coat, she should earn it for herself. So what's funny?
No, nothing, except I was wrong. I has heard Myrtle sing.
When?
It was a birthday party, and we was all a bit stoned.
That's funny.
No, but this is. We all sang for He's a Jolly Good Fella.
So? That's a funny song?
It was the way Myrtle sang it. In the first place, she can't sing in key. And in the second place, her eyes go squinty when she hits the high notes. That night, me and Myrtle gives Red the slip. I mean, he decides he is going to stay home and practice. So he goes and has a meal out. Now, I goes for Italian food, and so does Myrtle. So we moses over to a new spaghetti joint, which has just opened downtown, and we has ourselves a lasagna, which is pretty good. They has got a phonograph or a tape recorder playing Italian music soft, like in the background while you eats. And what with this and a full stomach, I starts to feel pretty good.
Gee, that was swell.
Oh, yeah, honey, sure was.
I shouldn't eat Italian food. It's so fattening.
That worries you.
What do you mean by that question?
No, nothing, honey, but leave us face it. One thing you is not is fat.
But I don't want to be. That's why
Yeah, okay. No arguments tonight, huh? So you want some more Chianti?
No, thanks. I'll have some of that Italian wine, though.
You kidding?
No, why?
Chianti is Italian wine.
Oh, don't show your ignorance, Chuck Edwards. Italian wine is vino. Anyways, give me some. I feel kind of...
Kind of what?
I don't know.
You feel kind of what, huh?
Something's missing.
What's missing?
I don't know. It's just that things don't seem the same as they usually do when we goes out to eat.
Well, it's a new place.
No, that ain't it.
Oh, the food was okay, wasn't it?
Oh, sure, the food's fine. No, it ain't that.
Well, what then?
I don't know.
Good evening, Signora. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to La Camera Verde Restaurante.
Thank you.
You enjoyed the food?
Oh, it was beautiful, thanks.
And your father, did he enjoy the food too?
Oh, he ain't my father.
Why, you?
But he enjoyed it too.
The so beautiful signora should come again soon.
Now you listen, knucklehead.
I am so pleased that the food was a joy. Arrivederci.
Oh, Bon Sawyer.
Hey, watch for that nut calling me your father.
Oh, don't ask me. I suppose it's a mistake anybody could make.
Oh, where's that so?
Yeah, that is so. And I just realized what it is that don't seem right.
What?
I miss not having Red around to fight with.
Oh, boy, Red was right.
About what?
I should be more firm with you.
Is that so?
Yeah, that is so. I is too soft. I should do what he says and make you win that fur coat yourself if you want it.
Is that
what he said.
Yeah, but I told him that was impossible.
Why is it impossible?
Well, leave us face it, honey. I love you and all, but you can't sing.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll see about that. I am going to go to that cinema tomorrow and put my name down for that talent competition.
But you already got me to put my name down.
Scared of a little competition, huh? Well, we'll see about that.
But listen, then the three of us will have entered.
Yeah, and may the best woman win, which I will.
Well, after that, for the next few days until this talent competition, Lark, let me tell you guys and dolls, our apartment was like I do not know what. Especially since Myrtle decides she has to come round to our place to practice. Yeah, how about that?
It's the least you can do.
But three of us.
We can stagger the practice time.
Why don't you practice in your own apartment?
I told you, and you know very well. Because my apartment is right next door to the owner of the block. I don't want to get on the wrong side of him. Apartments is hard to find.
So what about us and our apartment?
Well, I figures there's going to be two of you screeching anyways. In that noise, nobody will notice my voice.
Now, look, why don't we all call the whole thing off?
I want to earn that $500, that's why.
I want to win that fire coat.
Okay, we better take a room each.
Meet the battle. My voice sounds better in there.
Yeah, okay. And, Michael, you can go in the kitchen and I'll go in the bedroom. Then we all sing for an hour, no longer.
Well, why not you sing for an hour, then I sing for an hour, then Red sings for an hour?
Oh, no. After that, we'll all be candidates for the happy home. Now, 1 hour a night is enough. Let's get the noise over with. It is now 6 o'clock. We start 6:30 and finish at 7:30. Agreed?
Okay.
Yeah. Let's get on with the singing.
So, guys and dolls, if you had walked into our apartment at around 7 o'clock that evening, it would have sounded something like this.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, a tribute to that great singer of great songs, Mr. Al Jolson. Though April showers may come your way, though April showers may come your way, though April showers may come your way.
Hold it. Turn it up.
You getting jealous, Chuck Edwards?
This ain't gonna work. We all ended up singing the same song.
We did?
Yeah, that's right. We did.
Okay, I'll get it.
Good evening.
Yeah?
I live next door.
Oh, well, sorry, mister, if we disturbed you. We was just,
No, please, you didn't disturb me. I wondered if I could join.
Join what?
The Glee Club.
Okay, come on in. Now, this is Red, and this is Myrtle.
Hi, Mr.
Call me Fred. I'm so delighted to meet you all.
And we are delighted to meet you all.
Hey, what's this Glee Club jazz?
Well, in my youth, of course, everybody used to belong to a Glee Club. We could sing songs. Nowadays, of course, with radio and TV, nobody bothers no more. That's why I was so delighted when I heard you practicing. Brought back all those old memories.
Yeah, but this ain't a Glee Club. We is practicing for the local talent
competition. Hey, wait a minute. I got an idea. Why don't we all enter?
But we all did.
No. Not as three separate singers. I mean, leave us face it. None of us is going to give Sinatra any sleepless nights, worrying that we is going to take over the top spot.
I don't know.
But maybe a barbershop quartet would stand a better chance, huh?
Barbershop quartets was all guys.
So we dresses you up as a guy.
Huh?
And we got Fred here for number four. And we sings the old-time songs in the old-time way, huh?
Yeah?
That'd be wonderful.
At least that way we could all practice in one room. Well, that's how it started. This Fred guy, he seemed a nice enough Joe. And a funny thing, without us singing around her, Myrtle didn't go off key. Red was the problem, though. He just could not get the words into his head. But we practiced and we practiced. Then came Saturday night, the big night. Fred could play the Joanna, so we was all set. But I want to tell you, standing there in the wings, I was beginning to think it wasn't worth it. $500, fur coat and all. Still, we was too far gone to back out now.
Me. And what about me?
And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'd item number 6 on our program.
That's my unlucky number.
A singing act with a difference.
Say, I wonder what he means by that.
4 singers, 1 song. Ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for the 4 in harmony.
Hey, that's us. Come on.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. A funny thing happened to me on the way to the theater.
Shut up.
Shut up. You're putting me off.
Okay, Fred, come on, hurry it up.
I'm hurrying it up. Don't rush me.
Come on, come on. When do we start?
I'm setting the mood already. Will you leave me alone?
Come on, Fred. We can't wait all night.
Look, I'm building up the suspense. Do you mind? I've only got 20 fingers.
Come on, Fred. Give us the note. That's a note. Give me some change.
There's an old mill.
By the street.
Nellie Dean is the name of the lady with singing about tonight. We used to sit and dream there. You remember? With Nellie Dean. And the waters,
Nellie Dean,
as they flow, what did they used to do? He's everybody's heart's desire. And the name of the lady is
a Rose Showers.
All together.
Showers.
Now that's jazz.
Thank you, the 4 in harmony. And now we present Herman Hammelheimer and his athletic... Herman Hammelheimer is going to dance for you. Here he is. Give a big hand for Herman, the whistling tap dancer.
Certainly made a mess of that.
Me?
I've never been so humiliated in my life. Humiliated.
Well, I enjoyed it.
It wasn't my fault. I was nervous.
Come on, we might as well go.
No, hang on. Let's wait and see who won. They'll be announcing it soon.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Our judges have considered their verdict. They have handed me a piece of paper with the name of the winner on it, and here it comes, ladies and gentlemen, the moment you've been waiting for. The first prize tonight goes to a comedy act.
Come on, let's blow.
With a brand of humor all their own. Ladies and gentlemen, a big hand for the winners, the 4 in harmony.
Hey, that's us. I won me a fire coach.
Us? We wasn't no comedy act.
Oh, we didn't start out that way.
We won. Ooh.
What happened?
Don't worry, Fred. The usual. He fainted.
We have a friend.
And that's the story of the 4 in harmony. Yeah, we won the fur coat. I gotta say, this guy Fred was pretty nice about it. I mean, he didn't want no share of the prize. So Myrtle got it, of course.
Gee, I always dreamed of having a fire coat.
So did I. And I don't see why you should have it.
Are you kidding? Who ever heard of a guy wearing a fire coat?
I did. And it's as much mine as it is yours.
For Pete's sake, will you two stop arguing? I has the cast-in vote, and Myrtle gets the fur coat.
But what do I get?
I'll tell you what. You get to come to the movies with me and Chuck once a week. How's that?
Gee. Thanks, Myrtle.
Well, that was about that. I don't know that not much was achieved. We was just about back to square one. But at least Myrtle's got the fur coat.
So long, guys and dolls. Look after yourself. Hey, if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
As usual, as Chuck Edwards, you heard George Carellin. Red was Tony Jay. Pat Saunders was Myrtle. And Fred was played by Dennis Smith. Taxi was written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden.